This morning, I'd like to look at one of the stories that Luke so vividly shares with us in his gospel. So first, let me set the stage. There was this priest named Zechariah, and his group was on duty in the temple. It was customary that the group would draw lots to determine who would enter the Holy of Holies to burn incense, and this time, Zechariah was chosen. While performing his duties, the angel Gabriel appears and tells him that he and his wife Elizabeth were going to have a son and that his name would be John. Excuse me. Because of their age, Zechariah questions whether this can be true. As a result of his unbelief, Gabriel causes Zechariah to be unable to speak until all that was told him comes to pass. Now let's jump forward 9 months, and I'd like to share with you a passage from Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 68, and I'm reading from the New Century Version this morning, so that's why we haven't put the scripture in the bulletin. Let's read the Word of God. When it was time for Elizabeth to give birth, she had a boy. Her neighbors and relatives heard how good the Lord was to her, and they rejoiced with her. When the baby was 8 days old, they came to circumcise him. They wanted to name him Zechariah because that was his father's name. But his mother said, "No, he will be named John." The people said to Elizabeth, "But no one in your family has this name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name him. Zechariah asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And everyone was surprised. Immediately, Zechariah could talk again, and he began praising God. All their neighbors became alarmed, and in all the mountains of Judea, people continued talking about all these things. The people who heard about them wondered, saying, "What will this child be?" Because the Lord was with him. Zechariah praised God, saying, "Then John's father, he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied, 'Let us praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to help his people and has given them freedom.'" Now, Luke reports that that when Elizabeth gave birth, all the villagers and families and neighbors alike rejoiced. Now, let's remember, in this day and time, delivery safe for both the mother and child was not guaranteed. So a celebration was indeed warranted. And Elizabeth and Zechariah were each well beyond the time of life when babies are usually conceived. This was a miraculous child and a special cause for joy. The people assumed that this baby boy would be named Zechariah, just like his father. Take a moment to be a little surprised in that assumption. Of course, Zechariah was the name of the infant's father. It was a name deep in Hebrew roots. It means "the Lord has remembered." But Zechariah is a name that casts eyes backwards toward what has been. God, however, was looking forward. Let's listen again to what Gabriel's announcement was to Zechariah when they were in the incense-filled Holy of Holies. He said, "You will have a son. He will be great. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God." He will. He will. Would these villagers who gathered to celebrate fully recognize and eagerly embrace the new thing that God was doing? It reminds, and they would be well aware of this, the words of Isaiah, when he said, "Look, the Lord says, forget what happened before and do not think about the past. Look at the new thing I am going to do. It is already happening. Don't you see it? Don't we see it?" John is the name that God had pre-selected for this child. John is a name that lives in the present and looks forward into the future. It means the Lord is gracious. And it is John himself, a product of a miracle, who would proclaim the wonder of God's new loving act of salvation as he points to Christ Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Let's pray. God of all-powerful love, grant us the grace both to remember your blessings of the past with thanks and to anticipate eagerly the new ways you are working in us and in creation this day. Grow our trust in you so that we can confidently, peacefully, and joyfully rest in your care. Through Christ Jesus, Emmanuel, we pray. Amen. This morning, join us now together with Luke as our choir brings to life the account of this ultimate story of love. Let us continue to worship in music and song as they present Once Upon a Night by Pepper Choplin.